So San Francisco-based startup Kalina has recently announced a $15 million funding round led by Lobby Capital with additional investments from Signalfire and Bloomberg Beta. So this infusion of capital now boosts the company's total funds to $21 million that they've raised. And this is aimed primarily at scaling its research team and also forming alliances with regulatory bodies and amplifying sales and marketing initiatives. If you listened to my recent interview that I did yesterday with Bradley from Project Voice, it was really interesting because I asked him, you know, like, what are some things that you look for in startups that a lot of people are missing? And he said one of the biggest things was that they need startups today need to be at least thinking about regulatory frameworks, what's going to happen in the future. And he's like, if you're not looking at that, you're really going to be left behind, because right now there's so much regulation coming down the pipe. There's so much changing in the space. And he's like, you know, a startup today could become completely irrelevant if the wrong regulation comes down the pipe. So, you know, no one can predict exactly what's going to happen in that, but startups need to be aware and following and, you know, essentially let investors know that this is something that they're cognizant of, because this is incredibly important. So to me, I find that interesting when, you know, Kalina right here just raised $15 million. And one of the big things that they're doing, right, this is essentially like their company is set to kind of tackle trust deficit in AI with advanced model testing frameworks. But one of the biggest things they're putting their $15 million to is forming alliances with regulatory bodies. So very, very interesting. So Kalina was actually founded back in 2021 by Mohammed El-Jedi, Andrew Shi, Gordon Hart, and the trio has a lot of extensive experience in AI departments across a bunch of different industries. So Amazon, Palantir, Rokten, and Synapse. And their venture essentially is looking to address a really fundamental issue in AI deployment. So it's the absence of trust among both its developers and the public. So this is what they said, quote, and this was actually El-Jedi. So the use cases for AI are enormous, but AI lacks trust from both builders and the public. This technology must be rolled out in a way that makes digital experiences better, not worse. The genie isn't going back in the bottle, but as an industry, we can make sure we make the right wishes. So I think kind of going beyond some of the, you know, conventional metrics, I think what really kind of sets Kalina apart is its comprehensive quote unquote model quality framework. So this is a tool set designed to provide robust, customizable, and enterprise-friendly model testing solutions. So unlike other platforms that concentrate solely on, you know, component-level testing, Kalina offers an end-to-end testing of AI and machine learning products. So El-Jedi again said, quote, first and foremost, we want to provide a new framework for model quality, not just a tool that simplifies current approaches. And he really was kind of emphasizing a couple things, but I think really with Kalina's user interface, teams can construct test cases to rigorously assess a model's performance across multiple criteria. So it also kind of highlights potential gaps in AI model test data coverage and tracks associated development risks. So the platform aims to shift the focus from, you know, blanket metrics like accuracy scores to more nuanced evaluations. You know, El-Jedi elaborated, quote, for example, a model with a 95% accuracy in detecting cars isn't necessarily better than one with an 89% accuracy. Each has their own strengths and weaknesses. Detecting cars in varying weather conditions or occlusion levels, spotting a car's orientation, etc. So I think AI engineers reportedly spent around 20% of their time on analyzing and developing models, according to one survey. And another report indicates that only about 54% of models make the transition from pilot to full-scale production. And I think this is really kind of revealing a big need for kind of effective model testing solutions. While industry giants, of course, we have like the Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and those kind of companies, they all, you know, they offer similar services. There's startups like Prolific, Robust Intelligence, Deep Checks, and Bobbity are also kind of entering the arena with a bunch of different kind of innovative approaches at this as well. However, Kalina claims to have an edge by offering customers full control over data types, evaluation logics, and some other testing components. I think its kind of robust focus on privacy eliminates the need for users to upload their data or models. And as Kalina only retains test results, which can be deleted upon request. So Looking ahead, I think while Kalina remains pretty discreet about its current customer base, some people are saying that's because they don't have a good customer base. Some people are saying, you know, it's just confidentiality reasons. But I think the company is adopting a quote-unquote selective approach, focusing on partnerships with mission-critical enterprises. Now, really, like, if I'm going to be honest, what I read between the lines on that is a selective approach means they don't really have a ton of users. That's not a bad thing. That doesn't mean they're not a great company and they're not going to be, you know, successful. But they probably don't have a massive user base. Selective approach also could mean that their technology is maybe not robust enough to roll out to a larger audience, right? Maybe they have had bigger companies and a big user base request to use them, but their technology isn't strong enough to do that yet. It's not bulletproof and they don't want to open themselves up. So a selective approach means they can pick one or two clients that have very specific needs kind of in the space. They can make sure that they're fulfilling those needs. And they're able to kind of like test it, beta, get rid of bugs and, you know, remove, add the needed features and really kind of test the waters with this. I think it's actually a really good approach. I have nothing against it. But I mean, I'm just, you know, trying to be transparent with what I think that means. In any case, the startup has also plans to introduce team bundles aimed at mid-sized organizations and budding AI startups in the second quarter of next year. And they said, quote, minimizing risks from an AI and machine learning system requires rigorous testing before deployment, yet enterprises don't have strong tooling or processes around model validation. Kalena focuses on comprehensive and thorough model evaluations. We give machine learning managers, product managers, and executives unparalleled visibility into a model's test coverage and product-specific functional requirements, allowing them to effectively influence product quality from the start. So I think as AI really continues to kind of permeate every facet of our lives, tools that can evaluate, validate, and benchmark AI models not only become like really indispensable, but they also might kind of dictate the future credibility of the technology, especially specific models. So I think with this new funding, Kalena seems well positioned to play a pivotal role in this evolving kind of landscape. And I'm really excited to follow them on their journey and see where they go.